嗨，呢度系不务正业。最近我有个好好嘅朋友送咗我人生第一个 cassette player 俾我。呢样嘢其实之前去嗰啲黑胶唱片店啊，经过见到咧，其实都已经好想试下玩，已经好中意。但系自己一路都唔舍得买啦，亦都深知呢个系一个坑啦，就正如 mechanical keyboards 啊，正如菲林啊咁样。而家播紧嘅就系佢送俾我嘅一柄 cassette 啦，系 rubber band 嘅 chow。唔知点解半夜第一次用个 cassette player 去播呢首歌，比起平时听再多咗一份感触。我谂中意呢啲咁 analog 嘅嘢系有一类人嘅，而我想 acknowledging privilege 是重要的，不是说什么很夸张的 privilege， 纯粹是起码叫做不休三餐先啦，才会有这些这样的所谓 extra money 去花费在这些是很多人眼中 unnecessary 的东西。我未必可以 speak for the others， 也都不会尝试啦，但是我想 for 我自己来讲，我有个 tendency 会喜欢一些比较 analog 的东西，可能可以 summarize 为因为我觉得这些东西很实在和很 deliberate， 即是例如影菲林这样，我会觉得由揀菲林那一下，那你会 consider 我、哦、今天天气怎样，阳光怎样，慢慢卷入部机里，然后你每影一张照片不像 digital 这样可以 continuous shooting 的，一夜连拍八九张这样。菲林你是真的会摆多一份心思熟虑在这里，真的拿啱个角度，拿啱个阳光，你想达到那种效果才至按那个快门。那这个过程对我来讲其实是很 deliberate， 是一种我接受的 mindfulness 的形式，这样可以这么说。好像那一刻的世界都会停了下来，剩下你 frame 入面那个世界这样。咁至於 cassette， 其實我都係用咗一個禮拜都未夠啦，但係我好享受佢陪我翻工嘅嗰段路。我呢三個月喺啟德嗰邊翻工啦，咁而每一朝我都要由牛頭角地鐵站行大概三個字到先去到目的地啦。咁中途其實你話哦，真係後生嘅真係古怪，點解有 iPhone 真係可以插住耳機咧 ？Spotify 揀任何嘅歌，點樣 shuffle， 點樣下一首跳嚟跳去都得。quality 又好啲，即系点会系叫做倒退翻去到 cassette， 即系啲声又沙啊，又冇得直接跳到去下一首歌啊。咁但系对我嚟讲最 enjoyable 嘅就系、是、一嚟你唔会系揸住部手机喺手入边。而家可能有啲 hard to imagine， but there was a time when 唔系所有嘢，所有 app check 时间又系用手机 ，text 人又系手机，影相又系手机，即系呢个系一个好好嘅一个 technological advancement。但系个 drawback 就系、是、可能喺拣歌嘅时候、听歌嘅时候，会见到有 message 弹出嚟，会 look 下 IG 咁样 ，cassette player 就唔会咯。咁第二样嘢就系、是、都系嗰个 making deliberate choices 呢一样嘢。由我入饼 cassette 落去，我嗰朝翻工，我未出门口，我拣我想带呢饼或者呢两饼出街听。咁 for the rest of my journey， 我就会系 enjoy 紧呢个 soundtrack 咯。我谂对 artist 嚟讲，其实都有佢 beautiful 嘅地方，就系听嗰个人会 more likely 顺序去欣赏晒成个 album 或者成个 tracklist。And when you have so much power over what you consume, when you consume it, how you consume it, analog 对我嚟讲系真系有一种好无可取替嘅角色。2023年对我来讲其实都真的挺 It started off quite wonderfully。 For 个 podcast 来讲也都是因为我的 year end episode 才在这里说、哦、我们一年才 upload 得过两集，但是 within the first 2 months of 2023我们已经有一个 bolus of episodes， which 其实都不是 to 我的 credit， 因为我只是录了一集啫，而我的朋友就帮我录多了两集啦，那这三集的 year end episodes。咁其实我好感激佢哋嘅 sharings 嘅，其实因为一嚟我自己真係好鍾意听佢哋嘅分享啦，而亦都好 inspired by 佢哋嘅諗法啦。二嚟其实要录一集 podcast 呢一件事係真係一啲都唔容易。首先你要有咁嘅勇气去 be completely honest with 你嘅 thoughts 啦，你想讲嘅嘢啦。It's always scary to put things onto the internet which will stay forever。 二嚟，即使你有呢个勇气啦 ，still takes a lot to actually 坐低去做呢件事。你要 draft 你嘅谂法啦，你要录啦，哇，录呢 part 真系你要有一个 private 啲嘅空间啦，冇太多杂音嘅空间啦。然后你就要坐低对住支麦讲嘢。其实我哋三四个都发现到嘅嘢就系、要自己一个人录一集，其实真系好有难度。对比起同人，即系有一个 organic 嘅 conversation， 因为 it's almost like 你要俾一个 speech， 即系你要 hold 到自己嘅呢一个思路 ，without 有任何人去俾 response 你啊，去 move the conversation along 啊。咁其实长远嚟讲，我哋都希望喺呢个 platform 度系可以做到一个头先所讲嘅 organic 嘅 conversation， 因为我哋都相信一样嘢，就系 the power of having conversations， 同埋 the importance of having conversations。无论系啲好 light-hearted 嘅，即系可能好似电影啊，你中意听咩音乐啊，又或者关于我哋嘅工作啊，去到一啲比较 difficult 啲嘅 conversations， 例如 grief， processing grief。例如 trust， 例如 religion 等等。咁 ultimately， 我谂就好似 Juniper 喺佢嗰集咁样讲啦。There is value and beauty in finding solace in each other's experience， 同埋可能有过嘅一啲谂法。而呢样嘢其实我系 saying by experience 嘅，因为当我哋 upload 完呢三集，我系有 get 到唔少嘅 feedback from 你哋 ，and it always means so much。To know that 我哋 reach out 到 to 你，或者 touch 到你，或者 inspire 到你 in any kind of way， 好多谢你哋嘅时间。I'm always so grateful that 你会花你嘅时间揿入嚟听我哋呢一个小小嘅 podcast。而我亦都希望我哋可以继续透过呢个平台做到我哋想做嘅嘢 ，which is mainly to create 一个 space for conversations and comfort。讲起 conversations， 我最近再次发现其实。写信这个 format 我是挺喜欢的，其实不是什么新的发现的，因为之前我直到现在我一直都很喜欢看一个 YouTube channel 叫做 Vlog Brothers， 主要就是 John Green 和 Hank Green 两兄弟互相 make 一些 weekly videos 是 addressed to each other 的。就这样很快地给一点 background， John Green 是一个作家，而他当时写其中一本很出名拍埋做电影的一本书叫做 The Fault in Our Stars，咁而佢亦都係 run 一個 podcast 叫做 The Anthropocene Review 啦，咁之前我喺其中一集都有睇到過嘅。而 Hank Green 就係佢都有寫書嘅，不過我諗佢 more well known for 佢係 YouTube 開嘅 Crash Course 系列啦。咁而兩兄弟都好熱衷於做一啲 charity work 嘅，例如 John Green start 咗個 project 係去 support maternal health in Sierra Leone 嘅。咁而佢哋亦都有个 project 叫做 Project for Awesome 啦，咁其实就係一个 community driven 筹钱 for charities 嘅一个活动囉。咁个宗旨就係用返佢哋自己嘅字眼啦 ,to decrease the overall level of world suck。咁返返去个 letter format 啦，我已经 digress 咗。我之所以话最近再次 discover 咗呢一个书信形式嘅美丽之处，主要系因为 Jen 介绍咗一个 YouTube channel 俾我睇啦，咁就叫做 Letters Live。咁嗰啲 videos 主要系揾一啲明星 live 咁样喺台上边去朗读一啲书信啦，一啲其他人自古以嚟写过嘅一啲信，唔一定系出名嘅人写嘅，可能系一啲 day to day general public 写嘅信，佢哋都有读嘅。例如我听过 Benedict Cumberbatch 朗读一封信，是一个被一间酒店 ban 咗 for life 的一个住客，过了18年之后写给那间酒店的一封求情信啦。咁故事好搞笑，咁而 Benedict 亦都读到风趣啦。Without spoiling the story too much, it involves an entire flock of seagulls 飞咗入间酒店房度啦。咁at the same time 我亦都听过。咁啱都係 Benedict Cumberbatch perform 嘅，读嘅嗰封信係1969年，当大家未知道 Apollo 11係咪真係安全咁样登陆咗月球之前，当时嘅 presidential speechwriter 寫嘅一封信 ，which was meant to be read on TV by 当时嘅 President Nixon 啦 ，if confirmed 咗啲太空人係唔会翻到地球噶啦咁样。
These brave men, Neil Armstrong.And Edwin Aldrin know that there is no hope for their recovery, but they also know that there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice. In ancient days, men looked at the stars and saw their heroes in the constellations. In modern times, we do much the same.
咁 ，to accompany 呢封信，当时佢哋亦都请咗个 musician 喺个 Royal Albert Hall 嘅 organ 上面演奏 Hans Zimmer 为 Interstellar 写嘅其中一首歌啦，叫做 Cornfield Chase。咁成件事其实真系好震撼同埋好触动到人心。
For every human being who looks up at the moon in the nights to come will know that there is some corner of another world that is forever mankind.
可能讲得有啲远，但系我谂书信嘅特别之处或者美丽之处就系、是。除了 the fact that it's always addressed to 一个 specific person 或者一个 specific audience 之外，所以你写的东西很多时候都可以比较 personal， 比较直接，比较 honest。 It's also the time it takes to 真的将你的想法和你想讲的东西去写低。 The fact that someone had to take the time to sit down, to think, to write, to edit, all this addressed to 一个 specific someone，可能觸動到我的位置都是好像剛才剛剛說關於 analog things， like I think it's the deliberation 和心思，畢竟說話很容易，你不用想太多，但是 when you write someone something， when 這些 specific 的 words and phrases get written down and directed to somebody， 我覺得 I think there is much value in that。咁嚟緊下一集，其實我會同 Jen 一齊錄一集，應該幾好玩嘅。主要係講電影。咁啱 timing 上有幾好，即係啱啱過咗 The Oscars， 同埋 It's super interesting how 當我哋傾緊即係電影呢一集想講咩嘅時候，其實我最想講咧就係 Everything Everywhere All at Once 啦。咁而佢想講嘅就係 Tar 呢兩出咁啱係今屆嘅 Oscars 裏邊其中最 strong 嘅 contenders 啦 ，for Best Picture 啊 ，Leading Actress 啊。咁我諗大家都知最後嘅結果係點啦 ，It was all over the media。我呢一刻唔 comment 太多啦，我諗我留翻下一集再同 Jen 一齊講。我只能夠話 Everything Everywhere All at Once 我 definitely 好中意噶啦，但係 Tar 我睇嘅時候其實都係一出好值得回味嘅電影嚟嘅，同埋 It really has something to say， and 我唔會 hesitate 去翻轉頭睇多佢一次。咁當然 Cate Blanchett 嘅 performance 就唔使多講啦。咁除咗齋講呢兩套戲之外啦，希望亦都可以 touch on 到少少關於 more general things about movies 或者 cinema， 包括對我哋而言究竟 what makes a movie a good movie 咧，點樣去衡量一套戲嘅 value 咧等等咁，非常期待。呢一集我同 Jen 講，我都係想自己錄一集先 ，just to wrap up 我哋呢個所謂嘅 year end series 啦，因為其實。當我 edit 緊嘅時候 ，Juniper 當時同我講話 ，Hey，I think it would be quite cool if you did a response to 我嘅 episode， 因為畢竟 again about having conversations and 俾 feedback for each other。其實 Juniper 嗰集佢都有唔少嘅地方係有回應我講嘅嘢喺我個集度，因為佢都好睇重就係聽完我個集有冇啲咩去 build on 我所講嘅嘢，又或者。是叫做 inspired by 我哋 touch upon 嘅 issues 啊 topics 啊，而引申出去再去 share 一啲佢嘅谂法或者 ideas。咁我觉得呢样嘢我自己都好睇重，同埋系一件好 organic 嘅事嚟嘅。所以我谂呢一集可以话系一个 response to Juniper 嗰集啦。我自己好似我出 post 嘅时候咁样写，其实我都好 inspired by 佢个分享。我听咗佢个。audio 大概十零分鐘，我就忍唔住去咗睇 Euphoria， 佢提到嗰一集 Trouble Don't Last Always。而我聽完 Juniper 嘅分享，我亦都的確有啲嘢係想再 elaborate 多少少，再分享一下我嘅諗法，無論係 to 佢或者 to 我哋嘅聽眾啦。So I guess it's appropriate to start 呢個 main bulk of 我嘅 episode with Dear Juniper。首先其實我好想多謝 Juniper for 佢嘅 vulnerability。 It's never easy to admit 又或者 accept 自己嘅一啲 vulnerabilities， let alone 喺一個 public 嘅 platform 上面。 One of the first things that Juniper 講關於 Euphoria 就係 It is a show that literally saved her life. 早前我在 Instagram Stories 都问过一个问题，就是如果你可以揀任何一套剧的任何一集去 rewatch on 一个 regular Sunday， 你会揀哪一集呢？其实这个不是一个 hypothetical question， 这个是我当时一个 actual question， 因为我那时候等着小巴。And at that point, I felt music wasn't enough and I wanted to jump into 一个 episode 里面，一个 isolated standalone 的一个世界里面。And 我是有一个答案的。Without elaborating too much, 我的答案其实是 BoJack Horseman 的 either season 3 episode 4 Fish Out of Water 啦，或者 season 5 episode 6 Free Churro， which is definitely 一个 fan favorite 啦，同埋I've seen loads of videos 是去 analyze 这一集，即是为什么个 monologue was so good， how 这一集 depict 了一种很 complex 的 grief， grief you feel towards somebody who you may not necessarily be on the best terms with while that person was alive. I think it's really interesting how we both found the right show at the right time. 因为 what Juniper said about Euphoria, I could easily say about BoJack Horseman.我今集唔会讲太多 about 呢个 show 啦，而我亦都好彩认识身边有人都非常之中意，又或者应该话系好 deeply impacted by BoJack Horseman as I am。咁所以我谂可以留翻迟啲先再讲，但系因为其实 Euphoria 我从来都未有机会去睇嘅，即系 even till now 我都净系睇咗 Juniper 讲过一集啫。但是我发觉两个 show 是有很多很 striking 的 similarities， 包括可能 touch upon substance abuse 啊， personal growth 啊，还有你的 journey 啊， all the struggling， all the barely staying afloat。 I do think the best movies 和 TV shows 又或者 art in general 都是 the honest ones， and the honest ones 的共通之处做到的就是他们成功刻画到人的很多 facets， 即是to paint them, to depict them as very three-dimensional beings, never entirely good or bad, but complex, 同埋 ever-changing, because that's what humans are, and that's what life throws at you, things that challenge your moral compass, 同埋 values, 同埋逼住你去成长 and evolve. 咁翻返去 Juniper 分享嗰集 Euphoria 啦，叫做 Trouble Don't Last Always。All of the major takeaway that really stuck with me is the power of conversation, the power of empathy, and the power of redemption. Conversation, I think I'm not going to elaborate too much. The first intro, although I've spent a little time to elaborate on why conversation is important, how we find conversation important. But just to elaborate a little, ever since we just uploaded the 3rd episode,有不少的听众都有 reach out to 我们，然后我发觉有时有些东西真的拿出来讲就已经足够了，已经很好了，即是不用说要有些真知灼见，又或者好像即我很 harsh 那样，可能要求要有很多或者 at least 少少的 added value 这样才去讲才有意思，其实不是。因为例如有听众 message 过我们，就说哦，听你们之前讲工作那集，即是讲工作的意义啊，去 question 自己的人生方向啊，原来听那集我和 Francis 都没什么 prep 过的一集，纯粹是 thinking out loud， 互相去分享自己在那个人生阶段的一些想法，原来就这样两个人坐下谈这件事已经可以 bring 到 solace to a third party。 个听众说哦，听那集很舒服啊，因为我发现原来不是只有我有这些想法或者 struggles 的，原来大家都会有这些烦恼，会有这些困惑的时候的。那这个也正正是 Euphoria 这一集所 depict 到的东西，因为整集基本上的 setting 就是 Rue 和 Ellie 坐在一个 diner 里聊天， that's it。 而这个就好像 Ellie 在这套剧里面有说， You've got to believe in the value of two people sitting in a diner on Christmas Eve talking about life, addiction, loss。这个也是我长大了才学习的东西来的。 I don't think I've ever been 一个很 frank 的 extrovert， 但是 somehow 人越大越发现 the value and beauty in just meeting up with people who would spare the time 去真的约出来坐下聊天。 I think conversations, honest conversations are really powerful, and I'm always in awe of what open and honest conversation can bring. 无论是 spark new ideas 又或者真的好似头先咁讲 ，just finding solace in each other's company。It's a really good exercise in cultivating empathy and extending empathy to all their fellow human beings. Speaking of empathy, 呢个系我嘅第二个 major takeaway from 呢一集啦。I feel this is ultimately what I love most about movies, about theater, about books. 喺 Euphoria 呢一集，其实 it's obvious that 无论系 Rue 又好 ，Ali 又好 ，they're both so flawed.And they've both made their fair share of mistakes in life. 其中一個 Juniper 有提到的點就是 it really challenges how far 我們可以 extend 我們的 empathy. 例如 towards drug addicts. 這個其實我在現實生活中都有親眼目擊過就是 the stigma towards drug users. 很常見的。例如那時候我在大人的 medical ward 做 houseman 這樣啦。其實我想在任何大人病房都总会有机会遇到一班所谓 frequent flyers， 即系成日入院嘅。咁其中有 group 就系啲吸毒嘅人啦。我见过好多唔同嘅医护，其实对住呢班人系会抱都几唔同嘅意见嘅。喺一个咁高压、面对住咁多 acute 病人嘅一个 setting， 一班 borderline burnout 嘅医护，其实 empathy is difficult in these settings。我听过唔少医生嘅谂法系。喂，咁如果连呢个人自己都唔想救自己或者帮自己嘅话，咁 why should I care? Why should I even try? 即系假设我今次 extend 咗我嘅 medical help， 又或者 empathy 啦，咁其实佢都唔 willingly receive， 其实佢都唔想你 discharge 咗佢，佢又系会 go back to 佢自己嘅 bad habits。但我几中意 Ali raise out 嗰个 point about drug addicts， about how it's a disease。这个可能有点难去真的完全接受，因为就好像精神病一样，我相信即无论 for drug addict 又好，一些可能 depression、anxiety 这些精神病又好， somehow 在我们眼中都 as if 你是可以有一个 element of control over 的，即不像你断了一只手或者即例如盲肠炎这样才算。我想我未听过有人真的很 blame 那个 patient， 说 Oh, it's your fault, you chose to 点点点，但是 for drug addicts 和 psychiatric illnesses 的 stigma 是很真实地存在的。 This is not to say that drug addicts 是哇我应该 like welcome them with open arms and 跟他说 Hey, it's okay, it's completely not your fault, it's a disease. The thing about empathy 就是你可以 step 到 into 那个人的 shoes，And 你可以 go through all the motions, the mental exercise of 想像 if I were in 佢个 place， 究竟我会点 react？ 你究竟我会唔会真系 100% 肯定我唔会 make 呢个 decision 咧 ？Given 嗰个人嘅 socioeconomic status 啊，面对紧一人生考验啊 ，am I immune to 一啲 moments of weakness， 又或者一啲 coping mechanisms 咧？有很多我喜欢看的戏其实都有很多这些 imperfect 和很 flawed 的 characters that really challenge 究竟我可以有多 empathize with 这个这么 shitty 的 character， 例如最近看的 Tar 啦，其实 Lydia Tar 是个导演很明显有个 stance towards 他怎样看这个人，就是 he doesn't try to hide 又或者 gloss over 他一些 flaws，但是 the exercise of empathy 就是 to understand where she came from and where she is coming from， 她究竟个人的 values 是什么 and where did it go wrong， 即有时是难的。我记得有一集 Black Mirror 叫做 Shut Up and Dance 啦，由一开始我们就跟着个 protagonist 啦，发现她被人 blackmail， 因为有个 hacker 录下了 footage of 她 masturbating to something on 她的 laptop 啦，throughout 整个 large chunk of 个 episode， 你会好自然咁样 side 咗 with 个 protagonist 嘅，即系你会觉得哦，佢 masturbate 系咪真系咁 unforgivable 咧？点解佢咁惨要俾人 blackmail and 逼佢做埋晒啲好佢唔想做嘅嘢咁样？但系去到最后，佢个 twist 其实就系原来呢个 protagonist 系 masturbating to child pornography。咁 that was when 你 as the audience 系 directly challenged。to 檢視你的 empathy 究竟可以去到哪，即是 OK 你 masturbate to pornography fine I still feel bad that you're being blackmailed， 但是原来这个人是在看这些东西， it's child pornography， like is this acceptable， is do you still empathize with the character or do you agree that 其实他是 deserve to be punished and blackmailed and all that。 So I always think it's a good thing to read or expose yourself to things that make you reflect on 自己的 values and the extent of your empathy and where it ends. 我想每个人都有一 set ideal 的 values, 即是有个 ideal self 这样。最近我经常会 come across 的一个 situation where 我要检视自己 empathize 的能力，就是当香港越来越多人是讲普通话的时候。I really hate the idea of hating on an entire population of people because of where they're from, 又或者 the language they speak. 即是我觉得理智上我知道这件事是 problematic. 在一个理想的世界里面 I guess 这件事是 you can't justify 这件事，但是 reality 就是你见到这些人的 behavior 啦，你可能见过某些人的态度啦，unwillingness to fit in or even try to 讲广东话啦。咁唯一我做嘅嘢，即系我逼我自己做嘅嘢，就系 to see each of them as a go individual 啦。I do try， 我未必系做得最好嗰个啦，但系每个 individual 可能你 based on 佢嘅 own merits， 尝试唔好喺佢未开口之前，又或者你根本未认识佢之前，已经有某啲 assumptions 啦。咁 this is。Obviously, easier said than done. 我自己都 I'm not exactly super proud of every single time that the way I handle these situations, but I do tend to remind 我自己 just to 尝试 understand and consider my 佢哋嘅 upbringing 啊 values education 啊 this and that. 以前中学咧或者小学嗰阵时，因为我 Catholic school， 我哋成日都会有啲。keywords 即系 like 啲 buzzwords as to 即系啊，你要识呢啲 values 啊，即系例如咩 kindness 啊、faith 啊、hope 啊之类。I guess I wouldn't have imagined the one that sticks with me the most， 又或者我而家最 prize 或者最 value 嘅一样嘢，其实就系 empathy。I don't think I have much to add， 但系 I do think it is a very very essential part of。being a human being on this planet. 咁第三样嘢 from 个 episode 我想讲嘅其实就系 redemption, the power of redemption, the concept of redemption. 其中一个 quote 我觉得好 deserve 一个 recap 嘅 from 个 episode 就系 when Ellie 同 Rue 讲话，因为 Rue 嗰阵时已经开始 ruminate 紧，开始觉得自己系 beyond forgiveness 啊，哎呀 ，what I did was unforgivable。而 Ellie 同佢讲嘅就系佢覺得 to think that oneself is beyond forgiveness, that is way too harsh and way too easy. It allows you to keep doing exactly what you were doing without changing because you deserve it. There's no hope. You're beyond forgiveness. 而佢覺得呢個係正正點解 the world keeps getting worse. 佢話 now you have a whole bunch of people running around who don't give a fuck about redemption and that's scary. I'm not sure if...我是 the right person to add anything about redemption. I'm not a religious person. 我觉得 define 呢只字是有点难的，因为它 intrinsically 好像是带有一些宗教的色彩这样。就这样以我的理解，即是 redemption 和 forgiveness 的分别，就是 when you say redemption, there's an element of saving, 就好像要救赎 someone, to rescue somebody 这样。但 by who? 即是我想 in the religious context, by God 啦。What about for people who don't believe in God? I guess instead of looking outward, 我哋亦都可以 look inward for redemption. Redemption by ourselves? 真正嘅 redemption 系咪净系可以 given by oneself 而唔系身边嘅人？我谂 whatever the definition of redemption is, 又或者 whatever the word means to you, I really like what Ali said about 呢一个 concept, 因为 I do think that.要好似 Rue 咁样，好厌世咁样话，哦，我好 unforgivable 啦，我已经 beyond forgiveness, beyond redemption. I do think this is an easy way out. 同埋佢好唔 productive. It's like what John Green said about despair. 即系 the problem with despair 就系 number one, it is the easy option. 好厌世，觉得个 world 好 shit. It's always gonna be this shit. 所以我唔再 care about 呢啲 issues 啦。It's much easier to say that.Than to 真的 develop 一些 plans to make the world a better place, 或者去真的 take action. This is the second problem with despair, 就是它会 lead to inaction. 就正如 Ali 说 thinking yourself is beyond forgiveness will lead to 人觉得没原因去改变，所以不改变，所以继续 shit 下去。 And that's not exactly the best way out of 一個 dark place. 另一樣嘢就係我覺得當你覺得自己 beyond forgiveness 或者 redemption 嘅時候，其實呢個會 hinder 咗你 from properly, truly evaluate 到究竟你呢啲行為有啲咩 consequences on 你嘅外在環境，包括身邊嘅人。我記得有一集好早期，應該係 season 1嚟嘅 ，from BoJack Horseman。BoJack 好 desperate 需要一個人同佢講，我覺得你係一個好人嚟嘅，我覺得 deep down 你係一個好人嚟嘅。咁之後，當 Diane 即係佢個好朋友同佢一齊坐喺個天台度傾偈嘅時候 ，Diane 同 BoJack 講：其實 I don't think I believe in deep down. I kind of think all you are is just the things that you do. 我好中意呢個 quote， 因為我諗我哋 tend to at least 我會啦，我都會 like to think that deep down 我係一個點點點嘅人 ，deep down 我係一個 caring 又或者一個 just 嘅人咁樣。咁但係個 problem 就係、是。How much of 呢啲 values get translated into our day-to-day action 呢？所以我覺得呢個 quote serves as 一個好 helpful 嘅 reminder that what we are 又或者 who we are 其實係一個 sum of what we do in real life， 而唔係所謂嘅 deep down 所謂嘅我覺得我係一個咩人。We are the sum of our actions。我諗關於 forgiveness 同埋 redemption， 我暫時講到呢度先。如果你有任何的想法、啊、又或者经历想分享、啊、feel free to reach out。 Juniper 那集我们改了个名字叫做 You've got to believe in the poetry 啦，其实这个是一个 direct quote from Euphoria 这一集。 And 我自己和 Juniper 啦，我相信 for 他都是我很 moved by 这个 quote， The idea of believing in something greater than yourself，不 necessarily 是一个 God， 一个 human figure， 一个 religious figure。 It can be 一个 abstract 的，未必是一些很实在的东西，即是 like the sea 又或者 space or whatever， 可以是一个很 abstract 的 idea 或者 concept， 又或者纯粹是 the human condition， believing in mankind as a whole， 我们的 endeavors， 我们的 hopes， 我们的 dreams， 我们的 crushed dreams， 我们的 struggles， just something greater than yourself。And 我覺得呢句寫得好 poetic in itself. You've got to believe in the poetry. It happens to remind me of 一個我之前睇過嘅 poem， 我 bookmark 咗佢，叫做 Some Call It God by Jabari Asim。 Jabari 佢自己有 perform 過呢一個 poem 啦，咁我喺度俾大家聽幾句。
I choose rhythm. The beginning is motion. Black funk.Shaping itself in the time before time, dark, glorious, and nimble as a sperm, sparkling its way into the greatest of grooves, conjuring worlds from dust and storm and primordial soup. I accept the funk as my holy savior. Funk so high you can't get over it, so wide you can't get around it. Ubiquitous funk that envelops all creatures great and small, quickens nerve endings and the white hot hearts of stars.
其实他主要个 concept 是他说 in working toward 一个 constructive disruption of my idea of the divine,I'm embracing the notion of God as funk, an irresistible impulse to drop everything and move. I can think of few experiences holier than responding to rhythm. 我好 relate to 佢所讲嘅嘢 ，as 一个 atheist and as someone who enjoys music quite a bit. 我好 appreciate 佢 challenge 究竟乜嘢系信仰，即系。點解 it just so happens that 我哋呢個地球上面好多人所信嘅 God 或者 the divine 點解 it has to be 一個 figure they take the form of human beings 點解要係一個咁 tangible 嘅 figure 咧？點解個 concept of the divine 唔可以係一個 abstract 嘅 idea？ Is it because the human brain we do tend to find it easier to believe in something tangible？有少少似话耶稣复活咗之后，啲门徒要摸佢只手嗰个窿先至信佢 actually there。I love how 我谂我自己相信，即系 when people ask me if 我相信主或者 am I religious， I do tend to think that I like to believe in 一个 force greater than myself。我暂时唔 subscribe to Christianity 或者 Catholicism， 但是 God as a concept, I embrace with open arms. So the question remains 就是 Am I still an atheist? Do I qualify as an atheist? Actually, the other day, 我和 Jen 有 briefly 谈过 What does it mean to be an atheist? Most religious people 都是只是 subscribe to 一个 religion 而已。What about the rest of the 99 other religions? 有没有一个所谓 degree of atheism? Are there different facets, different kinds of atheists? I'm sure there are. 之前好耐之前睇落嘅一样嘢，我觉得好 interesting and worth sharing 就系，唔知大家有冇听过个飞天意粉怪 ，The Flying Spaghetti Monster 系一个。I'm just gonna 对住佢个 Wikipedia page 同大家讲。The Flying Spaghetti Monster 其實是一個 social movement that promotes 一個 light-hearted view of religion. 它一開始 originate 是 in response to public schools 的 teaching of intelligent design. Intelligent design 是一個 pseudo-scientific argument for the existence of God. It claims that the universe and the living things 是 best explained by 一個 intelligent cause, 而不是Undirected processes such as natural selection. 简单地来说 intelligent design 是一个 form of creationism. It kind of proposes that 哦，这些东西是天主 design 的，没理由是自己无啦啦进化论、演化论这样变出来的这样。咁所以飞天意粉怪其实是一个 it kind of challenges. 哦，如果你在 public schools 都教 intelligent design， 咁我 demand equal time in science classrooms for 呢个 flying spaghetti monsterism。点解我唔可以系一个 legitimate 嘅宗教？点解唔喺学校教呢样嘢？我知道，我相信有好多人会有少少 offended by 呢一个 suggestion 啦，而佢哋亦都当然每日都收好多 hate mail 啦，尤其是 from 一啲信教嘅人。但我自己觉得其实呢个系一个好好嘅 mental exercise。It really challenges you to think what makes 一个 religion religion and 点解 majority 嘅人相信嘅天主系咁样嘅模样嘅？点解唔可以系个 flying spaghetti monster？What reason and argument and logic do you have? I just think it's always a good idea to challenge and be skeptical, stay skeptical. 我想真正的信仰是可以经得起 critical thinking 和 skepticism. But back to the poem and back to the quote, 其实我想 for me, I really relate to finding music 和 rhythm as 一个 greater force than yourself, something to believe in.And 我想每个人都会有自己的一些 variation 或者自己的一种这种 greater force that really moves you and impacts you. And 我是很同意 Ali 的讲法，就是 whatever it is, whatever that something is, it's important that you find something to believe in. 因为很多时这样东西就是 what keeps you afloat. It's going to help center you and remind you of who you are and remind you that there's something greater than yourself.That 你可以 turn to, 你可以 believe and 你可以 have faith in, even when you don't have faith in yourself. 我想这集都讲到七七八八了，但是在完之前我都想 briefly 讲一讲一些值得一提的 issues that was touched upon in 这个 episode 啦。其中一样东西我觉得很 stand out 的就是Ali 是一个很好的聆听者，我觉得他 demonstrate 得很好，就是 what qualities 一个 good listener should have。有时当一个人找你聊天的时候，他需要的未必是一些很 practical 的 solutions 或者建议，反而有时你坐在这里做一个好的聆听者是 the best thing that you can do for that person。 Ali 很耐心地听 Ru 讲，虽然他都听得出其实一开始他讲很多 bullshit 去敷衍他，咁佢慢慢慢慢有耐性咁样套佢讲一啲心底嘅说话，真係愿意去 face 佢嘅 true self 同埋 feelings 啦。佢就话 ：OK, now you're being honest, and it's from that point onwards that 佢哋两个可以喺嗰个 diner 度有一个 meaningful 一个 open 嘅 conversation。So I think much of being a good listener is just to create 一个 safe space for 对方去愿意讲出自己嘅心里边嘅谂法啦。因为很多时 as with so many things in life, 都未必有一些很 easy 的 solutions, 或者一些很 helpful, 很直接很黑白的一些答案。而另一件事 Ali 做得很好的就是他没有逼 Ru 去 immediately 这一刻就想 get clean, 就想戒毒。 佢 demonstrate 咗一樣我哋喺 med school 嗰陣時都有學到嘅嘢 ，and I'm sure 所有任何讀 psychology 啊、education 啊都有機會會接觸嘅一個 concept， 就係 the stages of change， 又或者叫做 the trans theoretical model。佢一開始喺 the 1970s 嗰陣時 develop 出嚟咧，其實係想睇下究竟點樣去 motivate 到一啲 smokers 去成功 quit 到 smoking。咁佢哋發現一個好重要嘅因素就係你要首先知道個 smoker 究竟有幾 ready 去做呢樣嘢，去真係 quit。咁當你 accurately assess 咗呢一樣嘢之後，先至可以再 proceed to 進行一個合適嘅討論，同埋睇下究竟用咩 strategy 去鼓勵佢去 quit 咁樣。咁簡單啲嚟講，個 model 就 propose 有六個 stages of change 啦。第一個係 pre-contemplation， 即係連諗都未諗，唔 intend to 嘗試 quit 嘅。咁第二個 stage 就係 contemplation， 開始諗想去 quit 啦。第三就係 preparation， 當嗰個人覺得 ready 去真係 take action 啦，喺短期內。咁而第四個 stage 就係 action， 佢真係去作出改變，而佢有個 intention 去繼續嘅。咁第五個 stage 開始難啲啦，就係 maintenance。你即使 take 到 action， 但你 maintain 唔到落去，你好快就放棄，咁都冇用噶。咁呢個 stage 嘅人就要 focus on 即係點樣可以 prevent 佢去 relapse 翻去之前嘅 bad behaviour。呢個 concept 之所以重要，同埋之所以 Ali 做得好，就係因為 Rue 好明顯係喺個 pre-contemplation stage 嘅。如果 Ali 冇 assess 到呢一點，而佢去係咁喺度同 Rue 講話，哦，你要 quit 啊 ，it's so bad for you， 你個 life 會點點點。其實一個喺 pre-contemplation stage 嘅人係唔會聽得入耳，又或者甚至會好硬耳，令到 conversation 根本繼續唔到落去，變咗一個人單方面對住埲牆講嘢。所以 it was a really nice demonstration of how one utilizes 呢一個 stages of change concept， 然後去好好 facilitate how you proceed with the conversation。 第三樣值得一提嘅嘢就係 what Ali said about the mystery that is life。 somehow 我唔知點解 this keeps coming up in 我哋嘅 podcast episodes 啦，但係 the idea of having more questions than answers。喺个 episode 里边，我记得 Juniper 都有 quote 到呢一句，就系 Ali 话，佢同 Rue 讲话 ，I don't know all the answers and I'm not going to pretend to， but I do know that at any given point that we're unable to see and comprehend the overall arc of human life， no person can see it， it's a mystery and will always remain a mystery。 喺呢度 ，before I end the episode， 我想同大家分享。John Green 在他其中一集 podcast episode 里面提过的一件事，就是在1916年的圣诞的时候，已经 2 years into the war， 那些 soldiers in the trenches 已经开始很灰了，大家开始见到 the devastating losses of the war， 开始用 poison gas， 开始不知道为什么自己在这里，就是究竟为什么在打仗，为什么我在这里 suffer， 所以那些 soldiers 就开始唱一首歌，using the tune of Auld Lang Syne 啦，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，但系就用咗以下嘅歌词 ：We're here because we're here because we're here because we're here。咁其实系好反映，系一种好 specific 不断每日重复嘅一种 helplessness 同埋一种 meaninglessness， 系一个好 hellish 嘅一种 repetition 嚟嘅。咁但係 John Green 同佢一個過咗身嘅朋友去睇呢首歌睇呢樣嘢嘅時候，佢哋反而 somehow 係 interpreted with 一種希望 ，there's hope in 一首咁 bland 嘅歌。佢哋覺得呢個係一個 statement that we are here, we exist, and despite life being difficult as it is, everything along the way that could have gone wrong， 即係我諗我做兒科其中一個最大嘅感想就係、是。原来我哋由 BB 出世到可以顺利入到幼稚园、入到小学、长大成人，去到而家，其实真系 overcome 咗好多好多关。所以 ，despite this series of everything that could go wrong， we are here， somehow we are here。我哋可能永远都唔明，或者揾唔到个原因，点解我哋喺度，但系我哋依然可以 proclaim and hope that we are here。I think this echoes with what Ali said about not knowing all the answers to life and that it's fine because no matter what the reason is behind our existence, whatever mysterious ways the universe works in, we're here because we're here because we're here. As 一个 closing， 我想我回去个 title of 这个 Euphoria 的 episode， 叫做 Trouble Don't Last Always。This is something that we've all lived through and know to be true by experience, just by the fact that we are still here. 我们经历过这么多的东西， we somehow went through all of it and are still here. The context of this in the episode is when Ali posed a question to 一个老太太 who works at the diner. 她说 What do you have to say to somebody who doesn't have a whole lot of hope?呢度我谂 Ali 系想睇下老太太会唔会有啲乜嘢 piece of wisdom， 又或者 personal experience 去分享俾 Rue 听啦。因为呢位老太太之前都 struggle 过 with a multitude of problems in life， including drug addiction 啦。咁老太太谂咗一阵，佢话当佢细个嘅时候，佢 grandma 成日都同佢讲一句说话，但系佢细个嘅时候从来都唔明咩意思 ，until 佢 ready to 戒毒嗰一刻。佢 grandma 所讲嘅一句就系 Trouble don't last always。而老太太 based on all of her life experience and what she has gone through， 就觉得 they actually don't。And if you want to make a change， that's up to you。咁我谂 I'll leave that as the ending of 呢一个 episode 啦。I do think 有时 when we're in a bad place， we tend to forget that all this is temporary， that all this is gonna pass。And I guess 就系 during lady times when we could all use a little reminder from a friend or from a TV episode， as in this case from good dialogue， good writing， that trouble don't last always， it really doesn't。希望呢一集大家都听得舒服啦。 I look forward to the next. I'll see you soon.